Now to help us sort out some of the latest developments and issues surrounding stem cell research, we have a very controversial guest, Sammy the Stem Cell.
Hi, everybody! I'm Sammy the Stem Cell. I'm a complete integrated human being. Tom DeLay said so.
Sammy, hey, what's your take on the recent story about those mice whose brains were injected with embryonic stem cells?
Mark, yeah. Before we go on, I need to ask Sammy something.
All right. Oh, great. Give the black guy a mic and he wants to make an album. Why is it, Riley?
Sorry.
Sammy, what's that strange-looking apparatus right next to you that appears to be constructed out of old toy parts and an electric clock motor?
Jumping Jesus! It's a Thanatron!
Thana-who?
A Kevorkian death machine, Riley! Sammy, what are you doing?
Well, I was going to wait until after the show, guys, but with Morning Sedition canceled, I feel so bad about not being able to bother you anymore, I've decided to have you kill myself. You dumb Jaime?
What? What? I can't do that. You're
secret life?
Wait a second. Did you just call me a dumb Jaime?
You owe me, Marin. You made this show tank. And thanks to you, I'll never be able to grow up to be the Zodiac Killer.
Made this show tank? Listen, buddy. We just got a 1.5 rating, you piece of...
Why don't you go choke on a kiwi, you curly-haired sad sack? You have to kill me. Besides, if you don't, it'll prove you hate my freedom.
But, Sammy...
Please, Mark. You're in my will, see?
I, Sammy the Stem Cell Trafficante, do hereby bequeath to the nard-gargling sauce monkey a big butt full of nothing. Okay, Sammy, you win. But before I push the button, I need to ask you something that's been plaguing me for months now.
Yes?
Do you love me?
Do I what?
Do you love me?
Do I love you? For 21 months I cooked for him, ate with him, slept with him. For 21 months my life is his. If that's not love, what is?
Then you love me.
I suppose I do.
And I suppose I love you too.
It doesn't change a thing, but even so,
after 21 months,
you dumb heap, it's nice to know. Christ killer.
Guys, we're running out of time. If you're going to kill Sammy, you got to do it now.
You know what to do, Mark. Push the button. No, not that button, you idiot. The one Mark killed character.
I'm sorry. I'm just so nervous, you know. All right. Here it goes. Goodbye, Sammy. So long.
Oh! Hey,
how are you feeling, Sammy?
Oh, sinking. Mark?
Yeah, Sammy, I'm here.
I heard your mother made $1 million.
Yeah.
Picking up quarters with her vagina.
You're grotesque.
And you're welcome.
We're losing him.
I'm Sammy, the stem cell. D-doodly dumb. D.
He's gone.
Oh, man, this is so sad. Gosh.
I know. I'm going to miss that little fella.
He was my friend.
Dudes. Did he have any pot on him?
Oh, this hurts it.
Oh, Sammy, the stem cell. I hope you never get well. I'm Sammy, the stem cell. Hey, Mark.
What?
Go to hell. Sacred life, I did your wife. I'm Sammy the Stem Cell. Do 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 do.
Wonderful.
Wait a minute, I'm applauding Jim Earl.
Just wonderful. Yes, you are. Oh, okay. We're all applauding the
one. Just want to be clear.
Man, that was touching. You okay, Bear?
Oh, yeah, that was horrible.
What was horrible, I thought was lovely. We sang songs. We said goodbye to a friend. What more could you ask for?
Yeah, what's up your, butt, fella?
That was painful.
It was? What was painful about it for
just,
you?
Just, watching the character die, America's most beloved pre-life.
Oh, Lord, I can see the emails now. In light of the execution of Tukey Williams, we think this particular spot was particularly insensitive.
Well, you had to bring
that. We demand your show go off the air.
Oh, man. Well, Jim, yeah. I think things are starting to look up. Maybe, you and I, I know we'll be in L.A. and we'll have friends out there. At least we can have lunch and stuff.
Sure.
What?
I got a couple of people who looked at my website.
You did yesterday after Susan Sarandon plugged it?
Yeah. What website is that, by the way?
Is it JimEarl.com?
Yes, it is.
What is it again?
JimEarl.com.
Wow. So you can just go to JimEarl.com and...
see nothing.
Sounds great.
You can look at stuff from all the other people who just went to see JimEarl.com.
Yeah.
So this is terrific, just the three or four of us sitting here together and...
Are we really going to have dinner and lunch in L.A.?
Yeah, we're going to put the show together there. I think that's going to work out. I really do.
You're not going to avoid me, are you?
No.
Like you did before?
No, I'm not. You didn't like me, Jim. You didn't like me. Back in the old days, you didn't like me. Ask Kevin Pollak.
Well, you sat up on stage on a stool with a cigarette, and a friggin' mug that said Carpe Diem.
No, I did not have a mug, but I did sit on a stool with a cigarette. I was up there trying to, be Mr. Truth Guy. You know what I mean?
Kevin Pollak knows who we are.
Yeah.
This comes as news.
Well, he kind of pretended to. He knew Mike Ferrucci, and I said, Lankin Earl, and he went, sure, Mike, Lankin Earl, sure. Yeah. They were the next generation.
He mistook us for Al Sharpton. Sure. He doesn't know who we are.
He said one of them's a Jew, right? There's a Jewish one and then a WASPy guy.
Yeah. That was really? He said that?
Yeah, he did. Man, I got to do a story or something. This is going nowhere. Well, we got like a minute and a half.
Why don't you talk about religion?
What do you mean? I'm not going to talk about religion. I'm going to talk about
that
the
in the
future.
First segment.
I'm going to talk about the future of our show. Mark Riley's going to have his own show here in a couple of weeks. And Rachel Maddow will be here from 7 to 9. And you and I will be at Cantor's. wondering what the hell went wrong with our lives at 2:30 in the morning, watching Chucky Weiss, throw up on himself in a corner booth. Oh, yeah. What, Brendan? What's going on in there?
Nothing.
There's 90 people in there.
Well, some of the executives are here.
Great. Why did you tell me that before started this? This airway.
I thought I did tell you that we were going to have at least one on, but.
Yeah. Who is he? Which? Now I feel like an idiot. What? Yeah. Who?
We're going to have somebody on in the next segment.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
now
I feel this is hilarious. So now I got an executive coming on. We just wasted like 2 minutes of airtime. What are they going to do? Fire me?
Life is not a waste of airtime.
Yes. Yes, I know.
You got to learn that.
I'm going to Los Angeles on Saturday. And tonight I'm going to be on the Majority Report with Sam Seder. You familiar with that show? It's a show they have on the evenings.
I love it. Oh, he's great.
Yeah. He's another classic Jew. Tell me who the is it that guy right there?
Steve Gilmartin.
Yeah.
Yes.
Steve Gilmartin. Do I know this guy? Have I met him? I mean, there's like a new executive every 5 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
Now he's uncomfortable. Have I met you? I have. All right, so we're going to talk to him on the air. All right, that's fine. It's 27 past the hour. It's Air America Radio's Morning Sedition. I guess we're going to talk to this fella, and then we're going to close things up. It's again. Wow, that was a great 2 minutes of radio, wasn't it, Jim?
I loved it.
JimEarl.com?
Yeah, JimEarl.com.
Barry Lank, anything?
And the snotgreensea.com.
BarryLank.com as well.
Yeah, Barry Lank.
All right, talk to you in a second.
You're listening to Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.